In a short while, I'll be interviewing Super Blue live right here, right here. And not live on the telephone, you know, he is live in person in our studio. Pirates of the Caribbean, CJSF 90.1 FM exclusive. Today is Carnival in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, British Columbia. You need to be at Fleetwood Hall.
Are you ready to go home? Are you ready to go home?
I'm mixing up my thing here. You have to be at Fleetwood Community Center tonight, 8 p.m., 1599 684th Avenue, Surrey. Super Blue, the man we've been listening to all this broadcast, is performing live. Vatican. But right now, at least after the broadcast, I want you at Lafarge Lake. That's where Caribbean Days Festival 2022 is going off right now. Let's go. Start up. Start up. Caribbean Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming and podcasting to the world from CJSF.ca. Yarr! Sounds of Super Blue, it's a rag storm. It's a rag storm. Super Blue is in studio. And we'll be hearing from him in a short while. Right now, I want you to turn the vibes up. Find a rag. Start up. Boy. It's Carnival in Vancouver. Pirates of the Caribbean 90.1 FM. Super. He's in the building. Super Blue is in the building. What a bounce, that's a jump.
Gonna pray, and I pray for a day like today, bright and shining. Soca glory, everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Bloody daddy.
Bloody daddy. Phenomenal. What a lovely atmosphere. If the Lord is my shepherd, who shall we fear?
Aye, 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 the party start. Fantastic Friday.
Hallelujah, the Trinidad and Tobago Cultural Association of British Columbia, together with DJ Carl Sound Vibes, presents Super Blue.
Big style.
What? Super, when last you were in Vancouver, right?
Yes.
And how was the, how you find the scene here, boy? The sun is shining a little bit today.
Yes. I'm feeling nice.
Boy, I too, boy.
You done put me and game up in the festive mood.
Yes.
I eat, I come off the field, I was feeling sleepy. Now, I eat and I feel.
You ready to party, boy?
Yeah. You put me on straight in the studio, so I get the vibes.
Wickedness.
I'm ready to transform. Hey.
So tell me, for anybody who's stupid and don't know what a carnival is, how do you describe what is carnival? And I mean, carnival is something, it's all over, it's so many places it's taking place now. Eh?
Wait, it's a Caribbean festival.
Yeah.
We have so much things in the Caribbean that unite really. Most of all, the music, the rhythm.
Yeah.
It's a regional glue that keeps it together. And
so you could say it's what we all share this kind of beat, we all share this.
Yes, we support one another. It's not a political thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's a regional glue, the people responsible for this atmosphere, the ambience, how we dance, how we talk, how we think, you know, respect to each one. Yeah?
And where do you fit into that? What is your role in that?
Each one of the islands have their own thing. But at the same time, we have things in common that we are with them. Then it's two things though written on this planet. Is it?
Yeah.
Soil.
Yeah.
And music.
Soil and music.
And it soil that keeps you up together.
So it comes like we are the roots.
And we and the music. Music. All of we have something in common in the music, Caribbean music. The rhythm.
What would
how
you
we dance, how we talk, how we move. And there's the rhythm and glue.
What makes the Trinidadian experience unique to some of these other carnivals that, are plentiful now?
Each one of them was born up from a different part, different regions for them, but at the same time, we coincide together. We measure music is to inform, educate, entertain, and heal.
Okay.
And we come from a culture that was welcome everybody. Music in the world.
Right.
And the Caribbean just run down with music. We just run after the music. Support each other music. St. Vincent, Grenada, we support everybody. Everybody will aisle hand up in wherever the music is. The carnival and good carnival is a beautiful, it's one of the most beautiful world and colorful world in the world because carnival is a norm. Is a verb, an adjective, and the plural of it.
It's energy, we. Man. It is.
We. Yeah. Bring the energy. We will show you how a carnival is.
So it's not about the individual, it's about all of us together.
All of us together.
All of us together. We unite with this beat, we unite with this rhythm.
And Trinidad support Grenada, Guyana. When you hear, everybody from Barbados, everybody from Grenada, everybody from Antigua, St. Kitts, St. Lucia. You see them. You go Caribana, Notting Hill.
Yeah.
They're all part of the world.
Yeah.
We go on the venture and we claim what is right for you.
Right. In the first place.
Yes.
How have things changed, would you say, in the music, the calypso music industry, the soca music industry from when you started to today?
Well, if you remember, you know the history. From way before, DJs and Chuck, we had to give respect to these people who before. You
know. Yeah.
So always, and before me, singing Spoiler, Tiger, Sparrow, Kitchener, way before. Before that was a panival. Alexander Runtime Band was a rhythm section.
Percussion.
Percussion. And then it come to pan. The pants with Simon, Christian, you have a tongue with Simon. And then it ended up with was a panival. The pan was doing the music for the world.
Okay.
And then it evolved into different things, you know what I mean? Yesterday was history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. We had to cherish right now.
Yeah, the moment is what
past,
is.
Let the past be the past, but at the same time, you had to learn from the past.
Right.
And know where it came from.
So in a way, it's been a natural progression. It's come from, as you say, the percussion to the pan to the kaiso to the soca to the.
By calypso stories are true, and if you listen to calypso, you will educate yourself in knowing that. Everyone want to know how the steel man sat. Kitchener said, "What's Free Simon?"
Yeah.
We started with melody.
Yeah.
We started this for melody. Boom, boom, boom. Free Simon.
Right.
And with a panival. Then it come to DJ, Combo,
all the bands before me.
I had to give respect to them because without them, I wouldn't have played the way for that. No style.
So the change is natural. Would you ever miss the way it was before? Or?
No, you had to appreciate.
You had to appreciate the moment. Okay.
And see how, when you get something, you build on it. And try to appreciate it and leave it in a nicer way.
Okay.
So it's a baton, you know? Like it's a relay.
Right.
And you hand the baton and put the
You take the baton and you do your part. You're not doing the whole thing.
You can't do it.
Right.
You don't have the lifespan.
Not possible. Yeah.
So.
Now, this being said, though, you've played a major role in what is modern day soca, I guess,
Do your part.
Yeah.
It's a teamwork. You do your part and. Hand up the papa, proper.
Mm.
When you hand it proper, you leave something nice
right.
for the team to do.
And then they might see, the youth might see and learn from that now, right?
Yeah, not everybody knows something, know how to teach it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to learn by examples from people.
Yes.
But at the same time, always remember, this thing is a really, you meet it in a nice position, give some value, do your best,
mm-hmm.
and in God's hands, leave the rest.
Right.
Right? Do your best. Right?
What will and be will
if, be? If you're a businessman, you make some money, make a difference, said the president. I said, do your best.
Yeah.
All you want to do, like you're doing your best, mm-hmm. I come to Vancouver, I was sleepy, and all, tired of it. And you're doing your best, I appreciate that.
Thank you. That's fine.
Amen. Your 2 cents
mm-hmm. makes a difference. It helps carry the baton. Yeah.
You can't have a dollar if you have a cent.
Right.
A cent short is a problem. You know? Right. You have 99 cents. You have a dollar. So make some sense
right.
to end up with dollars.
Right. Do you remember what it was like the first time you played like a major stadium? Or do you remember what I mean? You probably played so many now.
Before the first time was Madison Square Garden with Sparrow.
Okay.
1982. We had the modesty show in New York.
Okay.
And
in New York.
I remember telling, this is McLeod, one of the porters.
Okay.
Before I go in, I want to go on stage, in a seat, to see Sparrow sing.
Okay.
While you're singing, Sparrow up just one song. And they have a lot of programs. I sort of sit around and watch Sparrow.
Yeah.
And my sister's great again. Because the first time they asked me, in Trinidad, they asked me, we want to carry my sister's great again. I say, my sister's great again? My first sort of tremble.
Yeah.
My sister's great again.
Massive.
Like
massive.
Like in New York City, the Madison Square Garden. You see, I said, I come back and say, listen, you're fooling me. Madison Square Garden, Michael Jackson, and
right?
all them big
drums
sing. That Madison Square Garden, yes.
Wow.
So I went to the next dinner point and tell them, I'm going to sing in Madison Square Garden. They laugh at me.
Wow.
You see, it's over up to you. But that was a nice
can you
first impression. There ain't no second chance to create a first impression.
Right.
Oh, I felt that last, that first time.
Right.
So I was there for that mother's massacre. Put on the screens and think, what?
Vibes. How many people do you think were there? Was?
Well, the toss, I didn't get a check geez, because I was bloomed.
Yeah. So when you're doing a performance like that, seeing all the people, or are you kind of in your own
the
zone?
The first time I'm going to sing on a train outside of Trinidad.
Right. Wow. So you don't even know how the crowd's going to react. You don't know if they have, if they understand what they... Yeah. But once the music starts, it's infectious, right?
That's the music. We have something coming on. And it wasn't just Trinidad people. People in islands, people from on.
Right.
Because we're all sunshines, Charlie music. Charlie Record.
Yeah. Charlie Roots, or it is different?
Charlie's Records.
Charlie's Records, okay.
Mm, from New York.
Okay.
Brooklyn. He gave me the break, so I'm thankful to be here too, right now.
Yeah.
And he had us a pass to audition the song to know if it's to record it.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to this day. Me and he talked last week.
Serious?
Yeah. I'm grateful to I'm a grateful person.
2022, where have you been? I'm sure you've done several shows already. And I mean, this is the first year we outside of the pandemic, right? So
we have first time after the pandemic. You know, really and truly, I was just rehearsing, holding my corner.
Keeping.
Because everybody was coming outside. I said, I ain't ready to come outside yet.
Yeah.
I'm doing my homework.
Yeah.
Because this is 42 years since I'm in the business.
Mm.
So I'm
42 years, amazing.
Preparation because of.
So it's like if you're a bodybuilder, you gotta keep fit, you gotta stay exercise, you gotta.
Yeah, and run, train, run. They'll come inside idly, and if you have no way of doing.
Yeah.
I can't put a guest ticket away, you know, to make sure.
Yes.
I want to be in the race,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
passing battle.
Yeah. I'm curious about Fantastic Friday when that came out. That was so huge. How did that come to be? How did...
Well, everything I say is God.
Yeah.
God asked God.
Kind of luck at the moment.
Luck. I don't do luck again because luck. When you see sometimes you say, oh God, I lucky. That is poor luck.
Right.
That is good.
Right. And it was in,
and
it was by design.
Decorated like a lock.
Right.
You don't want to.
I see what you're saying,
You remain anonymous and you pass it like lock.
That's good.
I pray for the day like the day bright and shining to go back in the business. I have a purpose. I have a thing to do, something to do.
Yes.
And you show me. And then pray for it. But you don't have to pray for it. You have to make the full step. You're willing to make the full step. It ain't going to be
so it's not like I want.
And you're saying
this would be cool, though.
And nice, easy rules. No. You go get a little mud in your pants and you things to come to the day for you to turn back because it is said your bright and distant dreams could soon turn to grey.
Right.
If you wait for helping hands and encouraging words to help you on the way, not every...
It doesn't mean it's going to be an easy path.
Everybody have the same dream like you.
Right.
So, and then everybody going the same distance and the distance you want to go. So, I pray to make sure you send the angels and have me to recognize who I have to put this song in.
Amazing.
Another thing.
And have you always had that perspective, or is that something you came to understand with time?
Time still. And all the answers in the room. If you look for it, you get it. That way, see. Yeah. All people used to see, seek and you will find.
Yeah.
Surely. Everything. God put everything on earth for we. For cure, for everything.
The answer is all here. You just had a search for it. Yeah, already. You were telling me a story off camera there a little while ago, and I thought it was cool because my career is that of a sailor, of a mariner, and you were saying in your early days.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah, I came in town at the age of 7.5 and sleep in the square for 6 months, with full square. And before I go, get a work on a boat and to the fish, and then I work hard. I end up working hard. But I was learning. Mommy also say, there's music on the earth, but only for those who observe and listen.
Right.
By paying attention.
Right.
I woke up with small money, but I was paying attention.
You had to be tuned in. You had to have curiosity.
Yes. Yeah. So, I'm looking at that, and then the time comes that, hey, I'm done with that. But meanwhile, I was on the boat. I have a guitar on the boat.
Okay.
And I caught you. I should be writing so, and they laughing at me. I say, I want to go and sing Kaisho. But they laugh at me.
Yeah.
But I'd give total respect to the man, Raj Shorty, the black man.
Yes.
Because he have the only blueprint musically.
Some people call him the father of Calypso.
Soca. And the greatest Kaisho I ever see. And here. It's my despair. See, all possibly won't be rude. I went to, some country I went to, and immigration trying to give me problems. She said, what is soca? I said, soca is a dance, carnival. I said, what kind of soca? He said, my despair.
And he said, that's it.
And I went, two occasions that happened, Mighty Sparrow. He's a traveler. Just spreading news like a gospel.
Right.
So I give him that respect.
Right. So you feel that's kind of your duty maybe or your purpose in life now is to help share this vibe and share this energy.
And Xperia, I used to travel when I know that travel, Xperia, Bill Shortman.
Okay.
And Pusa.
Okay.
Xperia gave me my first book. See, Super Dubai, read this book. The first book I read.
Yeah.
I send that, I read everything. If you're traveling, I'm looking for things, ideas. I must come up with at least 10, if I'm feeling good, 5 ideas every day.
Okay.
All might be good.
But it's a fresh concept, yeah. Yeah.
Try something. Always looking for something. Take something and make something.
Yeah.
Because in life, they will tell you, is something for something, nothing for nothing, and very little, and sometimes very little for your something.
Mm. I like that.
In life, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
What you negotiate. Wow.
So,
wow.
And when I'm working and going away idea, I don't give up soon. When I'm that's kind of work. I have to see me. I put in more effort because you know, he who refused the temptation to give up on a situation when it seemed to be hopeless. After all the trials, the tribulation and the sorrow, happiness will have no other choice but to follow.
Right.
Go at it. One at a time with prayers.
Wow, amazing. So it's like once you reach that low, your only place to go is up.
See a man in prison and see a spider.
Mm.
When a spider, who's the art of building web, and drop, and then in 1-2 seconds, he drops here.
Yeah.
But he would take and climb back up.
All that time, yeah.
It looked like you're hitting the bottomless pit.
Right.
And you take a climb and climb back up. And
stamina, he do it. Wow, he ain't giving up.
Yeah. Nobody is teaching of him.
Yeah.
you have a nice problem.
Yeah.
Where you have 8 billion people in the world.
Exactly.
You can't settle for 500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, look behind the guys. You can't settle this. You're amazing to know how far you could go.
Right.
And he would tell me the exchange, like, you won't want to talk to me the next time. I was like, I want to beg she. Tell me, give her a speech. I want to talk. It's a brief interview.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes you stop. In most cases, you're doing something. Music or whatever.
Yeah.
If you keep shooting for ideas, you see, in my father's house,
have
many mansions. Many mansions.
Right.
Beyond your comprehension. Beyond human comprehension. You could stumble into things. But remember, accident is not only fatal. There's happy accidents.
Okay. There's a lesson in the accident. That self can take, can elevate.
Happy accidents. Happy accidents.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I want to see you something. You're expecting to come here. And blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And something happens, take you to the next level.
Yeah. Just so. Out of the blue.
Beyond the boundaries of bugger.
Wow.
Beauty.
So what you have planned for the upcoming years in Soka?
Well, I want to tell you now, because I feel nice, but at the same time, you have an honest face, but I do feel you could keep a secret till...